Time for the Rural News with Sally Murphy. Kia ora, Sally.
Good morning.
Well, Anna's just been talking about tough financial times there in the economy, a bit of a financial chill in the air for farmers as well at this time of year.
Yeah, it's that time of year where farmers are watching their budgets closely heading into winter. Drought, tough global markets, softer prices and higher costs are compounding for some farmers, which is having flow-on effects for businesses in the wider sector. Rural Services Group PGG Wrightson has cut 14% off its operating earnings forecast for the June year because of a slowdown in spending and investment by customers. Chief Executive Steve Guerin says the sheep sector is doing it hardest, but the rural mood seems grumpy and there's little cheerful news in the short term.
It's very dry on farm, very dry, and some of the driest conditions we've seen. And we've got, our farmers have got to get lift in prices, and those that have got crop out there and income, they've got to get that money back into the system just to get that product sold and market. If we look out beyond into next year, there are some green shoots there, so we're a bit more optimistic into next year. But it's still a long way to go for that. We've got a long, hard winter to get through.
But Steve Guerin says some good news is that PGG Wrightson itself is in solid financial shape.
Okay, also some better news. Salmon farmers found an interesting way to cut emissions and get around the farm's canals. What are they doing?
Well, they're using tuk-tuks, normally seen on the streets of India or Thailand.
Yes.
Mount Cook alpine
Our Prime
salmon.
Minister's been, fan of those. Yes, he's been riding around those. Sorry, carry on.
Well, you can find them here at Mount Cook alpine salmon. They're using them on their farms in the Mackenzie district. The company says since first trialling 4 electric tuk-tuks from China in 2022, the vehicles have been a huge success. Environmental manager Rick Ramsey says they now have 14 in total, but are looking to get more.
They're almost like a miniature ute now. The little trucks, the tuk-tuk type trucks, have got in theory 400 kg carrying capacity. So we can fit quite a lot of gear on the back of that. And the big advantage is that you can take that gear direct down onto the raft, which actually reduces some of the risks in health and safety, because before we had to pull that down onto the raft on a trolley or something like that. And the guys that can drive these things direct onto the raft with replacement nets, water pumps, feed. So they've actually introduced quite a lot of efficiency into the farm, not just replacing fossil-fueled vehicles.
Rick Ramsey says by replacing the fossil-fuel vehicles with the electric tuk-tuks, the company has reduced its carbon footprint by 24 tonnes a year. He says they looked at side-by-sides and four-wheel motorbikes, but the tuk-tuks came out much cheaper.
When we found these little units, we thought, well, we'll give them a go. But they were very cheap, and we thought, being very cheap, they might not be very robust. So one of the things we did do is we ordered an enormous amount of spare parts to fit in the container as well. So we could virtually build another tuk-tuk, I think, without apart from the chassis. And the interesting thing was that with those first trial vehicles, we hardly used any spare parts at all, and we still haven't.
Rick Ramsey says the tuk-tuks are not classified as a vehicle in New Zealand, so don't need a warrant of fitness, registration, and you don't even need a licence to drive them. He says Mount Cook Alpine Salmon is looking at how many more it needs to replace all fossil fuel vehicles on its salmon farms.